7 o'clock, you ready?
All right, call to order, Highlight Rural Fire District. Reminder to the public that meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on matters not included in the agenda? Seeing as none, Highlight Consent Agenda.
Motion to approve consent as presented.
Second? Okay.
Wall?
Aye.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. Okay, regular agenda item, discussion and decision, election of board chair.
As a reminder for the record, Pete has decided that since his schedule's pretty busy, that he thinks that it'd be better to place the responsibility of the chair in someone who can regularly attend meetings and who has the experience to do that. There's a conversation with Justin about accepting that responsibility. And to my knowledge, unless Justin has a change of heart, he's accepted to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm good with it. Are we gonna make him vice chair
and
just swap positions?
That's the intent.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah, I wanted to nominate JJ to something tonight. But
I'd like to nominate him to treasurer.
Since he's not here.
Yeah.
I think legally you have to make a
nomination. With that being said, I'd like to nominate Justin Miller to be the Highlight Fire District Chair and Pete Geddes to be the Highlight Rural Fire District Vice Chair.
Second.
Walt?
Aye.
Ken?
Yes. Yes.
Justin?
Yes. Okay. Discussion on replacement of Ray Fire Station.
Continuation of this topic. So I did talk with a couple agencies around our area who are in the process of doing fire station, either replacement or adding new fire stations, and mainly been focusing that conversation around how they did their architectural design work. And it's kind of all over the board a little bit. So I talked with Chief Meegard and Big Sky. They successfully just went through an RFQ-RFP process. And they did it a little bit different than what our first attempt was. So they first went for RFQ, so request for qualification. So architects who met their specification of designing a fire station could submit, then they took that group and then did an RFP for the proposal to do of their architectural services. So one thing they did do different, so they are basically hiring on an architect from the beginning through the process, so they're not. So when we ran ours, we just stated for architectural design. They said basically architectural design and architectural services, so they're RFP, once awarded, will be the architect to design the fire station and then seed through the build-out process of it.
So they'd be our construction managers?
They wouldn't per se be the construction manager. As we go through this process, I think it's certainly worth money to look at doing an owner's representative again that we did when we built this fire station. And that's kind of our project manager then, who works kind of as our representative between, whoever's hired as the contractor, the architect, and then basically is kind of your voice or our voice of the board overseeing the day-to-day project, essentially. Nice. So that's just the way Big Sky did it. They got pretty good response. Chief Meegard said they had a handful of architects that made it through the RFP process, and then they only ended up having a couple show for the interview process in which they selected their architect. Some have just gone out and found an architect they like and done the at least concept work to get, something on a board or something that they can show a picture of, a drawing, rough drawing. And then once they secured the funding, actually went out for RFP for the architect to actually do the full construction drawings and everything to get it built. So that's another way. I didn't quite get enough time before the board packet had to be ready, but can work on it for next month. Just kind of spelling out some of the language that Big Sky used, if you guys want to see some examples of what they used for their process. But there's a couple other people. City of Hamilton, they're just finishing a new fire station, and at the fire chief's conference got to know their fire chief pretty good, so I was gonna follow up with him on how they went through their process as well.
Nice.
But that's kind of where we are. Just trying to gather some information so we can kind of start taking another stab at least getting some concept work done.
I think we need copies of their public notices.
Yeah. Big Sky's is fairly simple. It wasn't much more than ours was.
How did ours get nothing and they got something?
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like the language was just a little bit different.
The language is a little bit.
With regard to the architect being held throughout the process then, right?
Yeah.
Once they're in the pool.
Right.
So it sounds like maybe we just have to maybe tweak our language a little bit.
Well, I kind of want to see what they did and change the names, protect the innocent, and go from there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They did end up hiring a architect out of Colorado, and that architect is partnering with a local firm to give local representation.
So they're not incurring a lot of travel costs and stuff then for...
I'm sure they're going to probably get, especially in the beginning at least, but it depends on how much they're going to do over Zoom calls versus being in person. But I can throw some of that language together and show you guys next month.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'd be great.
I really don't want to change any of the verbiage in the notices that they gave unless it's pretty obvious that we've got to change something. But
and how long ago was it that they actually sent out the RFQ?
I don't know for sure, but within this calendar year, they just awarded the RFP last month, so throughout kind of the summer.
Yeah. So, but they received quite a few proposals.
I believe they started the RFQ, they received 5 to 6, and I think almost all of those firms resubmitted for the RFP. And for whatever reason, when they came time to interview, only a couple of them showed up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'd be good. Let's keep moving forward and find if we could at least start getting a concept at some point. And I think that's a good direction.
Yep.
So, okay. Any other comment on that? Okay. Fire Chief's report.
Okay. This report keeps getting longer, but... So September, we ran 65 calls, and that brings us to 560 calls for 2023 through the end of September. Staffing report of those 65 calls for September was 77% of our target staffing. Roster is sitting at 44 members. We're still struggling with volunteer command. We actually are kind of making some headway with our leadership group on doing a little bit better planning out, but we just don't have enough volunteer command people. And we'll be doing some promotions probably coming next month to get up a few more closer to our target number, but we still got some work ahead of us with that. We are unfortunately down to 4 residents at Sourdough. We lost 2 of our residents in the last month. One due to a long-term injury that's going to require surgery, and the other due to a time commitment. We still have people stepping up to help out at Sourdough to get those shifts filled up, mainly Blake Martin, Brock Altig, and Ted Ewer. Cottonwood, we're sitting at 3 residents. No real change there. Still just the 1 renter at the Ray House. Still doing our day shifts with non-residents here at Sourdough Monday through Friday. Training's continuing on as regular with Wednesday night and twice a month command training. Recruit Academy's moving right along. The Academy went through their first round of testing for Firefighter 1 with the Montana State Fire Service Training School. Everybody successfully passed that first round. And we are still working with our driver operator EMT recruits. Unfortunately, we did lose 1 due to time commitments, so we're down to 2 of those individuals. Things are moving forward with the creation of the MSU Volunteer Firefighter Club. Templeton's working on that project. And again, that club give us a chance to further do some recruitment on campus, and the goal kind of to create a presence on campus for just interested people to go to. Captain Prado was in Michigan for a week attending a Task Force TIPS maintenance training program. Was very beneficial for him. He learned a lot. We'll hopefully actually see some cost savings with that, because some of the new skills that he did learn, we should be able to do some more in-house repairs rather than sending some stuff out. We're just about to the finish line on the radio reprogramming for the new radio system. The system's actually operational now, and we are starting to use it. So of the money that we spent on radios 3 or 4 years ago now, we're finally getting to utilize. Assistant Chief Dahlhauser and I were at the Montana Fire Service Conference in Billings last week. A really great conference, some good networking, and some good training as well. Alexi Ness saw our Fire Prevention Week education through our schools and Montessoris. Big success, great to get back into the schools. Again, that's the first time we've been since COVID, so hopefully we now will keep that rolling forward. We assisted Bozeman with a structured fire on September 10th. We had our own wildland fire in the district on September 16th, had a good response to that, held the fire up at 5 acres. Then we assisted the Central Valley Fire District with a structured fire on September 19th. I officially started with the Board of Directors of the Montana State Fire Chiefs Association, as well as the Montana State Fire Chiefs Wildland Fire Committee. Continuing to sit on the board with the Fire Council as Vice President, chairing the Communication Committee as well. Dahlhauser is still chairing the Training Committee. Still working as a Deputy Fire Warden and Deputy Emergency Management Officer. Transport plan is moving along well. It's definitely been kind of an uphill battle, especially with federal billing agencies. But Chris has really been putting the work in. Pendler billing has been exceptional to work with. And I think we got problems ironed out. It kind of seems like we'll get everything fixed and then something pops up, but as of right now, it's looking good. No injuries in the month of September. All apparatus currently in service. Engine 6-2 out of service for roughly 12 days due to some plumbing and valve issues. And that's what I got.
Awesome. Thank you. So what's the difference of the radios?
So we're the new radio system's an 800 megahertz radio system versus
more VHF?
Well, we still have VHF. So we'll primarily use an 800 megahertz radio system because of state mutual aid. And our state interoperability, we have to maintain VHF, mainly for what would be wildland fire when we have state assistance. And as this kind of project morphed along, some of the smaller departments in the county just couldn't afford to get the 800 megahertz radios. So they're still on a VHF system. So when we go out to assist really out far line departments, will have to be on a VHF channel. But that's what it is. It's the 800 megahertz system.
So there's a new Law North order.
Yep, there's a new essentially fire dispatch, and there's new law dispatching for the sheriff's office and the city of Bozeman.
But do they answer from the same?
Mm-hmm. It's the same center. It's just different radio frequencies, essentially.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But it is. I mean, 800 megahertz should give us better radio coverage than what we've had in the past, especially from a repeated standpoint. So
all your captains have one that works on 800 now?
All the captains do. Yep. And then we have, for firefighters, lieutenants, driver operators, we have station radios they grab when they go to calls.
Okay.
And those are dual band as well.
Are we doing the GTAC 1, 2, and 3 anymore?
We still have them. So on the 800 system, they're called fire incident channels. Big difference with those is now we work off of an 800 megahertz repeated frequency versus like GTAC is a VHF simplex.
Yeah.
Which, as long as it's getting good reception, has its benefits because those can be recorded.
Yeah.
Where a simplex, we couldn't record before.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You'll be able to record them.
Yeah, so we'll be able to listen back on calls.
Nice.
Like we haven't been able to in the past.
So does the recording occur on the device or recording?
In the 911 center.
In the center.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Can you buy a new radio for our new employee?
Yeah, since Reed was a volunteer, he was a volunteer captain, so he already had his own radio. We probably will need to buy a few more radios just because of the additional vehicles we've got. That we're a couple short now as a result of that.
Cool.
But in our trucks, we're up to date and everything.
We're up to date, with the exception of two commands. They have 800 capable radios. They're just not, in order to be fully operationally, we need to have multiple radios. Just the way we operate on a scene, one radio is always set back to our dispatch center, and then you have your on-scene communications, and then generally a backup radio for staging, check-in,
water supply
division. Yeah.
Well, three radios a vehicle now.
For commands. Commands are the only ones with three. The rest of them have two.
Great.
Nice. Cool.
I'm glad it's getting simpler.
Yeah. Right.
It makes it easier than having to change the channel, knowing what you're talking to.
Yeah.
Whatever. Cool. Any other comments? Cool. Trustee activities.
I don't have any right now.
I do have one announcement. It's pending, but I wanted to let you guys know. I have a pending resource order to assist the state of Hawaii that, if it goes through, I will be deployed November 11th to December 3rd.
Okay.
But that's why we have an assistant chief.
What's that for?
To assist Maui in the recovery and ongoing support effort.
God, Mike's going to be there next week.
So if that goes through, I will not be at the November board meeting.
Speaking of that, looks like November 21st.
Just for some reference, that's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I don't know if you want that or possibly push it to the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. If it makes any difference.
What do we have? Do we have anything important on the docket?
I don't believe so. I mean, we have some promotions, but we don't necessarily, we can do that and do a ceremony at another time. There's not going to be anything pending. Pete had talked with the board member from Bridger Canyon, but I don't remember if he was going to try to come in December or November. But nothing pressing that I'm aware of.
We could put it to 14th maybe, if you want to do it before.
Well, I'm wondering if we could even push into December if we don't really have much on the agenda.
Maybe we should just set it for the 21st, which would be the regular meeting. And then as time gets closer, if there's nothing on the agenda.
Cancel it.
And it just, we can cancel it.
Push it, yeah.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, that would give us the flexibility to keep the 21st. And
okay. All right. Adjournment. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thank you, guys.